All right, Barry Bloom joins us, Forbes.com. Barry, how are you today?
Good morning, and a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. And as I said, you know, it's not only the mother in the home. Sometimes there isn't one, and it's the person who steps in into that role. So I'm glad you brought that up. The Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, the Giants are only 5.5 back. We keep talking about it because the Diamondbacks have sort of come back to earth. What is going on with Arizona and especially Paul Goldschmidt? What's going on there?
Goldschmidt hurt his elbow last year near the end of the season, and he missed about a week. And really, he hasn't hit worth a damn since he hurt the elbow. I mean, I totaled it up. He's batting about 181 since that injury. And you know, they tried to downplay the injury at the time. You know, he didn't do anything in terms of therapy or surgery to fix it in the offseason. He claimed when he went to spring training that he was good, but he really hasn't come out of the hitting malaise since then. And I think it's just finally offensively begun to affect them.
Wow. All right. Well, the Diamondbacks, you know, Washington gave him trouble. You know, they got all the strikeout pitchers for Washington. But Arizona has slowed down just a little bit. Greinke pitched a great game the other day. There's no Robbie Way, Ray. There's no Taijuan Walker. What's going on with the Diamondbacks here? Because it's good. Look, it keeps the Giants in the race here that they've slowed down a little bit.
Well, first of all, I mean, they started off, I think they had 22 wins in the first month of the season, and they weren't going to continue that pace. They won every one of their series up until this weekend or split. So they were going to come back to earth a little bit under any circumstances. You know, but as you point out, you know, they've lost, you know, two guys out of their pitching staff for this year. They've lost one from last year who's on his way back, Shelby Miller, from TJ surgery. And who knows when he'll be ready to pitch. And eventually you're just going to run out of people, as you've seen with the Giants, as they've had injuries. You know, you're going to tap the farm system to such an extreme that you're really going to get down to the thinnest level of AAA, and you're going to have to be bringing up AA players at some point. And I think that's where they are right now.
All right, Barry Bloom with us, Forbes.com. Barry writes quite often. Great, great columns at Forbes.com. You're doing a great job with it. Without getting too legally involved here, Maricopa County and the Diamondbacks came to some understanding, which apparently lets the Diamondbacks out of the lease and they could build somewhere else in the area. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I mean, the Diamondbacks claimed that the county was remiss on doing about $187 million worth of maintenance on the stadium. They sued. There was about a year of back and forth. They were ordered to go into mediation to try and figure it out. Baseball put some pressure on, too. And what they came out with was a deal that the Diamondbacks would assume that $187 million worth of maintenance, which would take the county off the hook for any more money. I don't think they have any money to really deal with it anyway. That fund that they dug out of for the stadiums and the spring training stadiums is pretty empty at this point. And in exchange, they get to look in the next 5 years around the county to build another stadium. Mm. The lease goes to 2027. They can leave without any penalty by 2025. If they do leave, the stadium and the land reverts back to the county, and they can do whatever they want with it. And we'll see. I mean, you know, as I've written about extensively over the last couple of months, these stadiums are not cheap anymore. The one in Arizona was built for $350 million and opened in 98. The one in Texas that's being built now in Arlington to replace Globe Life Park is $1.1 billion. Mm. Where they're going to get that kind of money between Indian tribes, the county, and themselves remains to be seen. And they might wind up just having to stay there and do renovations on that ballpark.
All right. Interesting. All right. Very good. Interesting. But, you know, because I live down there and, you know, with all the tribal land and the things seem to go up very quickly, they seem to have a lot of money. So we'll see how it comes out. But that was surprising that the Diamondbacks can get out of Chase Field and maybe locate somewhere else in the area, which, of course, for us living down there would be very interesting. Let me ask you this about the National League West. I know we touched on the Diamondbacks. I know you follow the Dodgers and the Padres extensively and the Rockies and the Giants. As we sit here and talk on Mother's Day, May 12th, how do you see the West shaping up right now?
I think it's very interesting. You know, the fact is that, you know, the Dodgers have been terrible, and their run at the top of the division really looks in peril. Although once they get everybody back from injuries, as you get into the season, they have plenty of time to change course. So I think it's a little early to write off the Dodgers completely. You can write off the Padres completely. They're, you know, in the middle of a rebuild. They make no bones about it, and they're having another horrible season. It's actually almost painful to watch most nights. But, you know, the Rockies are, and the Diamondbacks have capitalized on what they did last season, and both are talented, both have good teams, and both are built for the long run. And I think they're the two teams to beat in the division. And, you know, as you saw, the Giants, they went on a little bit of run, and, you know, with Cueto out and still waiting on Bumgarner, you know, they went back into a little bit of a malaise. So I think that's your division shaking out with, you know, the Diamondbacks and the Rockies near the top, the Giants trying to make a run, the Dodgers trying to fix themselves, and the Padres just basically, you know, rearing up the end.
Boy, very good. A perfect Sunday morning summary. That was Dick Young, the great Hall of Fame baseball writer. That was very good. Very good. That was a Sunday morning review. I appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you coming on and Forbes.com, and we love having you on every Sunday. And we'll catch up with you next week, Barry. Thank you.
Great. Have a great day. And I hope the Giants pick one up for you today.
All right. Thank you. All right. We'll see what Derek Holland can do today. That is Barry Bloom of Forbes.com.